The new permanent home of the three cubs is well known in Sitka. It was printed on the three custom crates shipped from New York, but the institution has requested an embargo on the publication of its name until the cubs are safe and settled in their new habitat. The transfer was scheduled to occur all in one day in order to avoid having to tranquilize the cubs.
They might be mad, but they're not sedated.
Evie Kinnear is the co-director of the Fortress of the Bears. She says a representative of the Destination Zoo was in Sitka over the weekend to process the extensive paperwork for the transfer and accompany the animals on their transcontinental flight.
She brought burlap so that they would be covered in the dark, so because if they see the light and they can get out, think they can get out, they might start getting restless. So there were all kinds of things that she had done, had brought in order to secure them. There were locks that we had the keys to, and then she would have the keys at the other end, and to keep them safe. And they even had these containers had things so people wouldn't stick their fingers inside the containers.
So that's a clue right there. The cubs are headed someplace where someone might be tempted to stick their fingers in a container with a live grizzly bear. That could be anywhere east of the Continental Divide. The cubs have grown considerably since their capture on August 16th in a downtown Sitka neighborhood. They are a female named Sitka and two males named Denali and Coots. They were in fairly good shape when their mother disappeared, each weighing somewhere between 40 and 55 pounds. A fourth cub died when a tranquilizer dart deflected off a rib and hit its lung. Kinnear believes that the cubs have roughly doubled in size since summer, so the sooner they could be moved, the better. And although they're moving to a prestigious institution in the East, the bears are not just being handed over. Tom Schumacher is the permitting biologist with the Division of Wildlife.
Technically, they remain the property of the state. They're just on long-term indefinite loan to that institution.
Schumacher says several places expressed interest in adopting the cubs. The facility that was ultimately permitted had a good track record, minimizing the chances that the state might have to reclaim the animals.
We haven't never sent anybody to repossess bears that I'm aware of.
The successful transfer of the cubs may be considered something of a boon for Sitka's Fortress of the Bears, if not financially for the shoestring nonprofit, at least for credibility. The organization has detractors in the community who object to its city-subsidized lease at the former mill site and who see the project as a well-meaning but incomplete solution to the larger problem of managing urban bears. Abby Kinnear says people might have a better understanding of bear rescue now. She and her colleagues at the fortress are feeling pretty good about the experience.
It's mixed because we would have liked to have kept them. We got attached, as we always do, and so did a lot of the people in the community. But we feel that we did what we said we were going to do, and we know they're going to be well taken care of.
A second habitat was readied at the fortress for the cubs, although it was never used. Kinnear says the facility, as a result, is prepared to take more bears if and when they become available. Fish and Wildlife troopers, meanwhile, have found the carcass of the cub's mother, who disappeared in August. The mostly decomposed remains of the sow bear were located above an undeveloped neighborhood known as the Benchlands. State biologists are conducting a necropsy on the animal and plan to release a report in the near future. There is some evidence suggesting that the rubber projectiles used by authorities to haze bears may be to blame. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.